You are listening to 90.7 FM KBOO Portland, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. Next up is Calculated Conversations with David and Khan, but first let's hear a little bit from Midnight.
Is proud to co-sponsor the Law for the People Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel in Portland. Registration is now open for this 5-day conference. Panels and workshops include Facing Fascism, What's the NLG's Role in Defending Resistance to Fascism? Movement Lawyering for Racial Justice. Disaster Capitalism, Colonialism and Climate Change. What it means to do movement legal support in Indigenous communities, and much more. Again, registration is now open for the Law for the People National Lawyers Guild Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel, 309 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I don't know if I know all the words or not, but I'm going to try to sing it for you.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KBOO is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KBOO will be hosting Wild in the Streets on Wednesday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. A freaked-out 60s exploitation movie, Wild in the Streets follows Max Frost and the Troopers, a psychedelic rock band that managed to take over the United States after the voting age is lowered to 16. The new regime legalizes all drugs, puts everyone over 30 into acid re-education camps, and creates a new hippie fascist utopia. Again, that's Wild in the Streets on Wednesday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Good evening, good evening, man. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. One of your favorite shows live on air on KBOO Community Radio. I'm one of your hosts, David Jefferson, and your other host,
Cam Jones. Yeah.
I swear I'll be going to say Mike Jones. But Ken sound way better. Or is it Ken?
Right, Ken, Con.
Man, I can't imagine how many times you've been called that.
I just go with it at this point. It's whatever the first. Yeah. I don't even do the corrections.
Hey, anymore. Look, I'll be real with you, man. One time I was working with some folks on a project, and we've been working on it for like a good, you know, a few weeks. Uh-huh. And they couldn't get my name together, man. I don't know why, but dude just started calling me Jackson every day, and I was like, okay, and I just started answering Jackson. It was an older cat though from the South.
Yeah.
So all they know is it got a J in the beginning and an N at the end and whatever else in between is gonna have to work out.
You know what's funny about that is I had hired a guy a few years back, and you know, this probably a mid-50s Caucasian man. Name is Mark, and I just call him Marcus, not realizing that people started thinking that's really what his name was. Like, I was just, you know, we had a little rapport.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of
and
course.
The funny thing is, to this day, there's two people that will not let him, they probably believe his name is Marcus. And he answers to it, he goes with it, and I be laughing every time I hear it. Like, y'all don't even probably know this man's real name.
Yeah, I think a part of that is because I think sometimes people just don't really want to go. Because when you tell somebody they doing something wrong, I mean, I guess let's go back to accountability, but, you know, when you tell somebody, hey, you said my name wrong, I mean, you know, I think there's that uncomfortable feeling like, dang, I've been messing up this whole time, you know what I mean? And sometimes you don't want to be the bearer of that news, even though it's innocent. And sometimes people are like, man, you should have told me, man.
You know what's crazy is my mom, if she says it wrong once, no point in correcting her.
Yeah.
She's going to call you whatever that first thing that came out of her mouth.
Right.
That's your name for the rest of y'all interaction, period.
Yeah, a lot of time that's what the older generation do. I know my mom called everything wrong. And I just said, yep, that's what it is. You know, but anyways, man, we happy to be in the station. Happy to share this time and this energy with you guys. Again, we definitely grateful for the people that are listening and the people that call in, the people that support, the people that share. It all means something because overall, the main goal is, you know, just to clear a little bit of the smoke, man. That's keeping people from seeing each other clearly.
Man.
You know, that's the only reason why we're here. There's really no other reason, you know, besides just trying to fellowship with, you know, our fellow fellow citizens and fellow people out there who, you know, care about some of these issues, you know? I know something that I've been thinking about a little bit lately, man. You know, I be wanting to go a little bit deeper, you know. I mean, we got a lot of issues right now, man. Like, we got, and not really just Portland. I mean, just, I don't know, man. It's just been weird, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know if we backtracking or what, but it's like, just the issues with all the differences. And they highlighted, I mean, you know, I know we talk about the same thing and we got to talk about it again because, you know, the main premise of the show is to try to look at differences, you know, amongst people and really, really kind of take note and really decide, like, what is it? What is making me so, you know, intolerant,
right?
You know, towards something that's just different. And I just think sometimes we fail to realize how really minute these differences really are. And we taking something so little, making it such a huge issue that if it just comes from a different, we just completely like disacknowledge anything that comes from somewhere different. Mm-hmm. And the information could be really, really good information, man. You know, and I just think that it just kind of, I don't know, it's bothersome, it's painful, and you know, and I think it's just counterproductive for just the world as a whole. You know,
I think you're spot on.
You know, and one thing, you know, before I let you grab the mic, man, is just, I think something that's been, I've been pondering with the last, especially the last couple of weeks, I don't know why, I guess it's just the issues. I guess it has a lot to do with social media, has a lot to do with, you know, politics, you know, a lot to do with, you know, our president, you know, the people who are with him, against him, the different political parties, you know, the difference, you know, just the different political factions that, you know, immediately start to oppose each other, like based off the fact that, you know, you can even break it down to gangs. I mean, just, you know, just like this is what, you know, like we don't even know why we actually believe in something a lot of the time, but we just know that this faction, this group, this organization that we claim we represent, we know they believe in it. We don't really question if that's right or wrong.
Right.
And so I think over the last couple of weeks, I've just been really pondering, you know, like, okay, so you come to gender, you look at, you got men, you got women, you know, you come to race, you got black, you got white, you know, and you got, you know, plenty of other, you know, races that are also kind of mixing in this pot with us. You look at politics, you know, I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats, they are just literally tearing each other's heads off online. And I really don't even identify with those like that, but it's just like me just kind of, you guys are really just, you know, let me finish, man. Then you got the Crips, and then you got the Bloods, and you got, you know, I don't know, you got straights, you got gays, you got this, you got that, you got people from other countries, you got America. What in the heck is stopping us from remembering the one thing we got in common is that we just human people? Like, why don't we know that we're human? You know what I mean? Like that's just the crazy. I mean, you know, I know it's redundant. It's been said a lot of times. But just when you really just stop and think about it, what is it that would allow somebody to look at a person, a human being, and not see him as another human?
Yeah, not see value in him.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's crazy, man. You want to add some stuff, man? I know you've been kind of...
Nah, that's... you know, that's something that... I think about quite often, and you know, and in many ways. I mean, for one, I live on a side of town where it's starting to become more diverse. You know, the good old Beavompton,
right, right.
out in those mean streets. It's you know, and I find myself, especially around election time. Let's go back to like right around election time.
Okay.
When stuff was happening, right? And so I don't really be out in the mix, but I try to get out. And the thing is, I have this this great talent of attracting drunk people, attracting people that want to have these weird conversations while they're intoxicated. So they really don't want to have an actual conversation. Right. They just want to tell me what's on their mind because they've been drinking.
Right.
And so I know that about myself, right? And so around this time, you know, I was really battling with some of these things because of being in situations where, you know, I want to go grab a drink. And I'm here. I'm not trying to be the life of the party. None of that. I'm here. Grab a drink, and then somebody come and want to talk or come and do something kind of weird that I'm not feeling, you know, and me right. kind of stopping them. And I've had people feel some kind of way about me telling, like, don't touch my hair. Don't,
right.
you know what I mean? Like, why are you know, I don't need your hand on my shoulder. We can talk. You know, I'm just not comfortable with what you put. And I always try to relay it in a way that's very, very non-standoffish.
Right.
And, sometimes I get reactions, and I remember around that time, just with everything going on and feeling like I was seeing, you know, there was more and more, and not just not media. This is stuff I was seeing, interactions where it was bringing out something out of people that they were not comfortable mm-hmm. displaying for a long period of time. Not saying it wasn't there, but it being displayed. Now I'm 6'5", 260. Me having this thought in my head about, no matter what, I'm the aggressor right. in a situation, right. right? And people being able to talk reckless, like, you know, and I've talked about this before early on in the show, you know, there's still this battle within my head. I'm not the saint. I'm not the monk that's right. able to just, in these moments of feeling, you know, disrespected, feeling violated in a right. way, right. to be able to contain that yet. I hope to be to that point,
right.
you know, soon in my life that I can just turn the other cheek. I'm not there yet,
right.
you know? And so that's this constant battle in my head. Now, over this time, you know, especially as far as this show, us having to explore the concepts, you know, dig deeper, really sitting down and, you know, having some of these same feelings that you have, where it's like, you know, if you good, you good. If as long as we connect, then I can rock with you.
Right.
I don't care the race, your political party, as long as you're not supporting something, you know, because there's this line, right? I've got a dude I work with who voted for Trump based on policies, but he didn't do this like, oh, I'm a Republican, because he says I'm not anything. I don't right. have, like, so with that, I looked at this side and what would benefit right. as far as my money, what was going to benefit, the possible benefits to this, and then seeing what this developed into, he's like, I but he was like, these are the conversations I can have with you. But as soon as I talk to somebody else and I tell them I voted for Trump, then now we're not having a discussion anymore. And he's like, I don't got time for that. Right. Like, you know, and right. this is an older guy. And so having some of the, you know, these talks with people, and I let them know, like, you know, if you actually have done the research and it's something, like, if you're a Republican, not like take out Trump and everything going on as far as who the president is, but your political parties and what it is that they push. And it's typically been people that are at the upper end of the tax, of the money, the wealth, they're typically Republican,
right?
Right? There's black Republicans. Right. People with money typically have went that way, exactly. Whereas the Democrats have more been for the people, making sure that, you know, everybody is included in this. And I understand that.
Right.
I understand it. If you're thinking of this as far as numbers, right? And you, all of us have this your first line of business is family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Protect your family, make sure that your lineage is good, make sure the kids is taken care of. You don't want none of your family to have to. So I get the initial, you know, reasoning.
Right, right.
But then you think of how many people have no idea, like you pointed out. They just feel like, well, I'm going to go this way because this is what everybody over here does.
Right.
Where it's plenty of people that I'm sure if you sat down and no matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever it is you identify with, I'm sure if you really, if you're not involved enough to even, you don't even know who runs, you just know that they're Republican, so you check that box. You just know right. they're Democrat, you check that box, but didn't take any time to research what it is they're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides of the line have pushed some crazy things over the years. But it's a lot of people that just identify. And it's the same way, like you compared it to gangs. It's the same way where people, you grow up in this house, this is what my mom, my dad, my cousin, and it's just, this is what I identify with.
Right.
You rarely got two people grow up in the same household and end up from two different neighborhoods. No, right. If you grew up here, then this is where you're at. And that's what you've been influenced with. That's the stuff that has been put on you, and you right. just go. Why do you do it? You don't even know.
You don't know.
You don't even know. So that's just how you move.
Right.
And so I understand that, you know, from that thinking is, oh, it got silent. Okay. So hold on one sec, Jay, we're going to get to you in just a second. But yeah, but what's been pressing me, I think just as of recently, is seeing what this has brought out of people mm-hmm. and their comfort. And it's, things are becoming so outrageous and like anything else. Like think about when gas went up to $3 at first. People, when it went to $2,
right.
people was losing their minds. Like what? When gas jumped to $3, gas was like $3. Ain't nobody talking about gas. Why? Because we got used to it.
Right.
It's no longer a shock value. And that's the same thing that's happening. These things that keep coming up and popping up, we're getting desensitized to. It's right. not that it doesn't matter anymore. It's just the fact that it's happening and nothing's being done about it.
Right.
And so you've got, and this is on both sides, and there's people who are feeling empowered by this.
Right.
And then people who are being, you know, put in positions of fear, anger, and outrage behind this.
Right.
And there's no middle ground. It's so divided that, again, just the name, just name. Me saying that yeah. this is what I identify with, nobody's even listening for the why. Nobody's right. caring about the why.
Right.
And it's a difference in supporting, you know, something. And I can't say it's a difference. Let me not, because I understand that if you're in a, like, it's like being from, let's go gang,
yeah.
being from the gang, being like, yeah, I mean, I'm from the set, but I don't support this part of it. Like,
yeah.
it all comes with it. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that sucks though, because that's not necessarily you. What it is that this group of people, because
right.
even within gang, there's different fractions.
Yeah.
even
yeah.
under that same card,
right.
it's different fractions. You got the people who go out and do this and do that, and it's people that never put in any of that kind of work ever.
Right.
But it's still all, it's gonna get grouped together. Why? Because most of the time we're not going to, and this is just a human thing. It's not even about any kind of level of thinking. You put groups together.
Right.
That's the easiest way to navigate. But anyway, we'll jump back into it. We got Jay on the line. Hello?
Jay, this is Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
Good. Yeah, I just want to share my perspective. So my thing with politics is just to ignore it, because I guess my feeling is that 99% of it doesn't have anything to do with me and what I do and what I'm about. And it's just, you know, it's just goofiness. It'll make you goofy if you pay attention to it enough. And then the other, I actually had a kind of a political conversation with a guy this last week. I stopped at this place and this guy was there. He's a guy I know. I don't, you know, I just know. No, I might say hi to him whenever I see him. And I just kind of stopped and said, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And anyway, he started talking. And then all of a sudden he drifted into the business of, standing for the national anthem business. and then he started talking about, I don't know, he just kind of went off, you know, and I was just kind of like, and that turned into something to do with police and all that stuff, and I was like, why are you telling me this? And he kind of looks at me, and he's like, well, don't you like police, or don't you need police, or something like that? And, I think first he said that his brother-in-law or something was a cop.
Right.
And I said, oh, so what? and he said, well, don't you need police? And I said, not really, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm, you know, just kind of behave myself, or at least try to. Mm-hmm. And then he was kind of bewildered or something. And then I said, you know, my thing is I advocate for not killing anybody. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to kill anybody.
Right.
And then, you know, he kind of had to agree with that. And then I said something like, you know, I think we'd all be a lot better off if we just turned our TVs off and just, you know, mind our business. And, you know, so I guess my message is for any of us that, you know, anything you're doing every day, all day long, ask yourself, what does this have to do with me? You know? And most of the time we're disturbed and we're upset and we're bothered by all this stuff that doesn't have to do with ourselves. And so,
yeah. You
know, we'd all be a lot better off if we could just focus on ourselves and leave it at that. So that's my thought for the day.
All right. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right. with that, I definitely think, I can agree, you know, partially with that stance where there's, I purposely, like when I get up in the day, I don't start my day off with the news, none of that. Because at this point, you know, depending on what station, you know, you're tuning into, you're going to be fed a certain narrative, right? It's like until there's like a bipartisan, you know, or just a news station that's set up to not have any type of influence, but on a platform, you know, that big, it's probably not going to be a thing. And but the idea that if it doesn't have anything to do with you, like, you know, the politics affect us, you know, regardless of us thinking that it doesn't. It does. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier about how many people identify with something but have done no research, no checking into it, haven't went out to put a vote in, none of the above, and yet identify and ride and die behind just a name, just a side. And that's what, you know, I think throws all this off. And it was like if what the government was supposed to be set up to do, it's definitely not this. I don't think was the vision originally, the intention, to be this bad. I don't know, bro. It frustrates me sitting and, you know, going through my day, navigating these spaces where I look around and I look at people and I see a comfort sometimes that it seems awesome, right? It seems awesome to have this certain type of freedom, right? To act and say and do. Like, I would love to say a lot of the things on my mind. Again, the amount of times that there's been situations that have been managed to be, you know, flipped and turned into something where I can't even challenge this. I mean, I can challenge it. I can say my part. But again, I'm going to be the aggressor.
Right.
You know, it's played out too many times in just being regular. I can't do anything about my stature. I can't do anything about this melanated skin. None of this, you know. And the fact that I know who I am as far as I'm going to deal with whoever. The race card, I'm not playing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to deal in whatever space I can. Some things I'm not familiar with, so I might have to sit quiet while you guys having a conversation about Maroon 5 or something. Like, I don't have nothing to add to that. But that doesn't mean we can't still talk about something that, you know, and get in the conversation. And I can still rock with you. You can rock with me. It's just these basic connections that are being overlooked, you know, for this one thing. And I pointed it out on this show. There's stuff that if we don't agree on something, my job is not to change your mind. It goes back to, I can give you some information, or if it's something that I'm willing to take in, then I can try to find out why, you know, why, like just to help me understand your way of thinking. What is it that you see that I'm not able to see?
Right.
But again, it's not an attempt to change my mind. So therefore I'm going to just leave that part of the conversation out.
Right.
If it's not at a point that it's hurting me, it's hurting people, you know what I mean? Then that, at that point, then definitely, you know, have to distance. But I think it's so much going on, and that's on the big level.
Right.
Then we can pull this down to a closer level. And it was a quote that was interesting. Is it said, you can't heal in the same environment that made you sick.
Right.
And
makes sense.
Yeah. And that was, you know, that was a nice amount of bricks. Because it's a lot of people that never mentally get out of that place. You know, some of us physically can't move environment, can't change locations.
Right.
But it's a lot of people that don't even try to just mentally change the place that they're in.
Right.
And they're stuck there. As we've touched on, it's comfort, it's all these things.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps fueling this fire, because people were cool there, and then they're mixed with people, and then you have like these different sides that are feeding this information that's just keeping it there. And they know the trigger words. They do study. They scrape the internet and forums and find these keywords. What are people talking about? And make sure to feed that flame. Why? Because it's going to keep people at odds, keep people separated. And what is the easiest thing to divide and conquer? That's how you win.
Right.
You get people across. Divide, you know, it's like, man, it's just history. Pay attention to history and just see how many things are replaying themselves out. And a big part of it comes from people just sitting by and not attempting, because they figure there's nothing that they can do about it.
Right.
There's nothing that they can do, so they just let it keep going.
I mean, I don't know, man. You know, people always... history, man, it definitely repeats itself, man. I've been in Portland for a long time, man, and the things that I'm seeing happen now is the same things that happened when I came up, you know. And I mean, I got a few things I wanted to say, but that whole you can't heal yourself in an environment that got you sick, mm-hmm. you know. And this is where I got a lot of respect for you as well, man, because a lot of times, especially like in this environment, it's like it has a, you know, parents can help a lot, mm-hmm. you know. It ain't always easy because, right. you know, I feel like they competing with the streets, you right. know, competing with society. Because right. once your kid goes out into society, like they subject to a lot of different information
right.
and a lot of it ain't going to be healthy.
Man.
Now, if they don't have, you know, the only way you're going to be able to learn to discern the difference between, you know, valuable information and destructive information is typically the things you learn in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's neither here nor there. Even that's not 100% foolproof, mm-hmm. first off.
Right, right.
You know, but just to touch on that, man, it's like, you know, I know where we come from, you know, me, you, and the transition that we was able to make to get here and get to this mindset. I think it's amazing that mm-hmm. we can actually see these things, because at this point it's about, I think, stepping outside, you know, the spectrum and mm-hmm. then being able to look back at it
right.
and be like, dang, right. that was a trap. You trapped me, man.
And it seems so normal, though.
And you're still trapping people
mm-hmm.
mentally.
'Cause it's still normal.
And so this whole getting out of getting out of the environment that made you sick. See, my mom, you know, she was on my case. Mm-hmm. Not enough to keep me out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to keep me from getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not enough to keep me from running around with certain individuals mm-hmm. when I was growing up. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I will tell you one thing, man. At a time when I didn't want, when I was really, really ingrained in my city and in my neighborhood and the lifestyle I grown to kind of love, I guess, mm-hmm. and learn to follow,
mm-hmm.
You know, obviously due to the fact that I wasn't self-aware,
right.
she kicked me out of the environment that was making me sick. Mm-hmm. She made me leave.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I didn't really want to leave.
Right.
But it's like, moms are strong, and it's like, she didn't really leave me a choice.
Mm-hmm.
As she kicked me out of my environment, you know, that I knew and grew up in, because again, I didn't really have a solid male role model.
Yeah.
So I learned everything that I learned from the streets,
right.
from the people around me, just the neighborhood. That's where I learned the things mm-hmm. that I learned, which got me in a lot of trouble at some point, you know. But she got me out of there, man, right. and kicked me out of Portland, sent me to school, you know. And I know I didn't understand at the time. She's not alive no more, but I feel like she had a strategy involved in that. She knew what she was trying to do, even when I didn't know it.
Right.
Luckily, I just listened and let her just take control. And as I grew up and got older, you know, after she passed and everything else, I realized the woman was saving my life. You know what I mean? Like, saving my life, and then ended up giving hers in the end to make sure that I was here so that I can still try to thrive and still try to. A lot of these kids don't have that.
Right.
They don't have people that's going to pull them out of somewhere and send them somewhere else to where they can heal themselves.
Right.
And so what happened when I moved was that I learned a lot. I learned more about society. Mm-hmm. I learned more about people. I learned more about different cultures.
Right.
I learned that there was another way that you can survive and another way that you can live. And I had never anticipated that lesson, you know, because I was immature and I was young and I didn't really want to leave everything I've already known to be going to a place that was a complete culture shock. You know, and it wasn't a lot of people like me. It wasn't a lot of people the same race as me. You know what I mean? But it taught me something.
Yeah.
It saved my life. Seeing something different saved me, man. You know what I mean? And because of that, I'm able to kind of redeem myself a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm able to see the differences, and now I care about differences.
Yeah.
That's why I care so much about bridging people, because now I see a lot of things that people don't get to see, is that there's a whole nother way of living, thinking, surviving, and maintaining and maneuvering in this world other than the things that you thought was, other than the things that you grew up with and that you only thought made sense at that time. You don't even get to see this stuff.
Right.
So we don't, this stuff is, you know what I mean? And so listen, man, I went and seen a movie this weekend. Thug Life. The acronym is The Hate You Give Little Infants F's Everybody. You seen that yet?
I ain't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hopefully you see that and take your girls, I mean your son and your daughter, man. And it's a powerful, powerful movie, man. And it just, especially what's going on in our city right now, in my city of Portland, like, and pretty much just the world in general, though. I can't even say Portland. That's just all they show us out here.
Right,
but,
right.
It's a real powerful movie, man, and it really kind of breaks down a lot of the reason why we think the way we think, and why in these communities we honor the things we honor and value the things we value and continue to spread these messages of hate and ultimately thinking that we're doing the right thing.
Destruction.
You know, and so, you know, anybody get a chance to see it can see it. But back to my original reason for bringing all this up is all these different factions of humans within society that are not acknowledging the fact that everybody else is also human, you know. And here's the thing: follow your factions, follow your groups, believe in your whatever parties you want, political, you know, social, you know, sexual, you know, mental, educational, work, whatever it is that you do that you can connect with and that you can find some identification with, you can do that. That's okay. You know, but just always remember that you still have to be an individual. You still have to process information even within your own faction, even within your own group, your own religion. Don't let any of these things cloud your judgment and make you run blindly behind a group that's not doing things in your interest, you know what I mean, or in your family's interest, or in your community's interest. You know, you have to remember, you still have to think. You don't get to not think because you're running with a crew. You don't get to forget about your ability, to weigh and discern different information because you got a crew that's, nobody can think for you. You know what I mean? Like, people, you have things in common with people that are similar, so you identify on certain levels. But I don't think any group or any faction, any organization is going to identify with you personally in your unique struggle 100%. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so at some point, we all have to make sure that we evaluate information. We have to make sure that we are weighing and calculating information and action still. And if it works for you, it works. So keep pushing. If it don't make sense, if the formula doesn't make sense for you individually, then it's okay to maybe switch up a few things, change a few things. And, you know, you can still maintain your camaraderie with the people that you connect with. But on a intrinsic personal level, you still have to do kind of what's best for yourself and in your community based off your own experiences.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't let somebody blind you. Don't let a crew or organization blind you, you know what I'm saying, to the things that you still need on a personal level. Maybe not on the group level. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. But I think there's the idea that what you're saying is exactly how it should flow. But human nature is to do what? Go with what's easiest.
Follow.
It's gonna go, it's autonomy. You got in a group, I don't have to think much.
Right.
Somebody's gonna make a decision, right, and I just gotta run with that. That's right. That's the way a lot of people are approaching this. You touched on an idea like getting out of the environment. Like, I remember my early 20s when I left California and came up to the Northwest. This was like a winter wonderland. Like, I know there was the issues, but I wasn't aware of them.
Right, right.
And there's, you know, the very, like, ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, though.
Right.
Right? And I came up in here, like, I was up in Tacoma, then was in Seattle, and then came down here, and it's just like, I was trying to get everybody I knew to come up. Mm-hmm. Like, come check this out, bro. This is, right, like, to be able to be in these neighborhoods and be in these functions and, you know, and still have my allegiances where they was at, but being in these places and being like, this ain't home. Like, the amount of times I've been like, you have never seen one of my homies. I've never seen, so we don't have, there's no issue.
Right.
So I'm here and I'm able to have fun and do this, and I'm trying to tell my partners, like, bro, get out, because when I would go home, I would visit home every year until, what, last year? And every time going back there, is like, getting, like, why am I here?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it starts turning to that. I love my day being able to get back there, say what's up to everybody, go hug all my partners, mamas and stuff, and, you know, that part of it. But then it's like, why, what? This is almost the same stuff that was happening 15 right, so years ago. And that's, you know, something that's frustrating. And the crazy thing is, I've had partners come up, and it'd be the time of their life.
Right.
Because none of the stuff, like, the idea, times I went home to go, you know, family funerals and so on, and me being so used to being up north and go there, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to just run to the store right quick. And then, you know, one of my family members or my partner's being like, bro, ain't nothing changed. Like,
you can't just go
to that store. Like, what are you thinking? Right. You know what I mean? And, but it's that type of stuff. I don't even have to, this isn't running through my mind. And again, there's still stuff like that here, but I'm not aware of it. I'm not right in that mix. Right. So I don't have that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Of course, I can run into issue and have whatever kind of problem, blah, 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 blah. But I'm out of my environment. So my way of thought, it's a different way of thinking. And therefore, I'm able to take in a different type of information.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And view this from not being stuck here and being done with being here because I grew up here. And this is all I know and all my business. Everybody know you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't have that.
I know, that's refreshing.
It is in a lot of ways. I mean, and again, it's you know, it's not something where I have my whole life, all my family, and it's like, you know, Portland's a very small city overall, you know, compared to the bigger metropolitan areas that I'm, you know, been in and used to. It's like, it's a connection here, and it's like, you're like not even a few degrees, it's a degree of separation.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around, almost, right, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I can see why it would be frustrating for that, but then you take into account how many people I've had conversations with, and I tell them where I stay, and they act like I just said Antarctica.
Right.
That's,
exactly.
That's
not that far.
That's 20 minutes, 15, like, what are you talking about? That's only over there.
Right.
And it's some comforts and so on that are there. That extra couple hundred dollars a month that I'm paying in rent, hey, I'll take it. You know what I mean? That peace of mind. Your peace of mind is worth that. And again, just be exposed to it. Be open to experience. That's right, really what it boils down right to. Be open to experience.
Right.
And this is coming from somebody that look at food, some food items, and be like, nope. Right. But be open to experience. You know what I mean? That's what this is about. more than anything. Yeah. Be open to other people's experience, not just going and, you know, hang gliding or something. Be open to listen to somebody talk about their experience.
Yes.
Be open to that. Yeah. And not from this of trying to counter and tell them about the thing that went up, what they just told. Like, just take this in. Catch that max to the other side of town.
Right.
Go spend a day walking through. I mean, you got to check in. You come out to Beaverton, but
right, right. Bompton,
you know. But nah. I mean, you come across and spend a day in downtown Beaverton. That's right. Something you don't know, and what it does is that increases all your senses. Why? Because it's unfamiliar. That's why the idea, like when people get up and make like a drastic move to another city, another state, they make more progress usually in that first bit of time than they did the last few years in the place they were at that they were comfortable with and knew the routine and were down with that, because it put a different kind of fire, because now everything is on alert because everything is new.
Right.
Think about people who travel the world. Think about the conversations that you have with people that actually got out and traveled. Not Cancun, not Vegas, but actually have traveled. Right. The conversations they have are different.
Right. They're so peaceful, man, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like those people that travel, like, they're so peaceful, man. You know what? Even just being in Portland, man, like, I honestly have a good time because I am becoming the master of striking up random conversation. And the things I learn, the people I meet, you know, just the awe in people's eyes from not realizing what kind of conversation they're going to get from me.
Bada
and
bang.
Never expecting it.
Bada bang.
It's like, even at the event last week, the out the box event, man, yeah. It's like just the conversations. People are like, really? Like,
and,
you're doing
and
that
that's
stuff?
Another
like,
piece. Think of you being in these same circles, though, and still being able to feel this way. You know right, what I mean? Like, right. I know many of the people that you know.
Yeah.
And know by name, see them, is good. And there's not too much tarnish that can go on my, it's the way in which I operate. I don't right. put myself in these situations to have weird, people have these weird feelings and so no. on. That's not a thing.
No.
And I'm gonna show love and not feel any kind of way.
Yes.
Like, that's okay. You can live and be, so it is a lot about the individual. It's part of it is what you make it, but I think it takes, it takes some time to have to be away from it, even if it is across town, to be able to,
no,
have,
right.
to have your time if you need to disappear right quick. You can.
Right. I love it. So we got Tawanda on the line. You bring her on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good, and we are even more blessed that you called in because your energy says you got some good stuff to say.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. I'm really enjoying the conversation. You guys always, as always, have a great content going, and I truly appreciate that. Something that you guys said probably about 20 minutes ago really sparked sparked something in me, and I'm not sure if you guys really realize it. And 2000 will actually mark the 400th year of slavery here in America becoming legit or organized or however you want to word that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just looking upon that and how that has truly affected so many lives and even current day things that you guys are speaking of and politics and so forth, I just believe that we've come to a place, and this is just my own personal opinion, mm-hmm. that my generation, and I can even just speak for myself, we've come to a place to where we've become so comfortable in the progress and really taken for granted the sacrifices that have been made and the lives and mm-hmm. the blood and, you know, that was shed for us to get here to really enjoy even just this moment,
right.
for us to be and speak and be free here on this line tonight. There were thousands, hundreds of lives that were spared for this moment to transpire. And again, I just feel like we've gotten to a place where we've, you know, where we can sit back and say, you know, like just to hear, we can turn off the TV or ignore
right.
politics. Like, that's really not a benefit that we have
right.
in this time. You know, it's more crucial than ever, again, because we've come so far that we've gotten comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that, and I was kind of sensing that, and that's not, you know, granted, you know, like to anyone, I'm really speaking out loud to myself, but we cannot afford to ignore what's going on and continue to allow a complete stranger to control and, you know, make decisions on what our, you know, the lives of our grandchildren will look like. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to get on. I love you guys. I love the great work that you're doing. And again, we just got to keep each other elevated and encouraged. So have a great night. And thanks again just for having this open forum.
All right. Of course. Thank you.
Love that energy. Thank you.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Keep us all elevated. And again, I mean, you know, again, being part of a group or having a leader or, you know, being, you know, tight with an organization, that's everything's good with that, you know. Again, just, you know, keep in mind that, you know, your family, your community, all your personal experiences and interests may be, at times they may differ, and you want to make sure that you at least acknowledge that and, you know, do what's necessary to make sure that you're still moving forward and that you're not putting a stamp on something that doesn't work well with who you plan to be or what type of family you are trying to build or, you know, whatever other beliefs and values you hold, that they're not going against that. So always stand strong, even within a group, you know, always maintain individuality and don't lose yourself in any organization.
Man.
So that's my point. Hey man, so I see you reading. Hey, did you got any my boy Ken has got a dope book here. It's called The Laws of Human Nature
by Robert Greene.
Wait, is that the 40 Laws of Power?
This is the man.
The same dude.
This is the
He got
the,
more laws for
this
us.
This installment just dropped today. Okay. This was the pre-order. He's got the 48 Laws, The Art of Seduction, 33 Strategies of War, the 50th Law, which was a joint venture with him and 50 Cent. And that actually was hard.
The 50th Law?
Yeah, the 50th Law. I feel like that was more applicable, especially during that period in my life where that came out. I was like my early, mid-20s. I felt like it spoke to me in my language at that point. But it still was the same, you know, using these examples from history. But 50 was also throwing in some of his life examples in there. And then he came out with Mastery, I think 2012-13, somewhere in there, 2012-2013. And so this has been a long time coming. And I was telling you just before we had got on air, tripping because I haven't even got to reading yet. This just showed up. Amazon dropped it on me a few hours ago. And the first chapter is our Mastering Your Emotional Self. And one of the things that I pointed out that so it's Master Your Emotional Self with the subscript of the Law of Irrationality. And so there's three steps. And step one is recognize the biases. Step two, beware the inflaming factors. Step three, strategies towards bringing out the rational self. And I told David, like, bro, this is what we built this show on.
Right.
That.
Right.
If the listeners went back to our first episode, that is what, this book wasn't even thinking about being in my hands.
Right.
We covered that. That was what almost the foundation of this. And right. That's what a lot of this boils back down to is you get control of these emotions, being able to keep yourself from just operating on that first thought. You're operating in a way that's not calculated, a way that's not thought out, and being able to center yourself. Not saying you ain't having none of these issues and you don't want to,
right.
But being able to pull that in and self-check yourself.
Right.
And know what your triggers are. That's essentially what that step two is. Beware of the inflaming factors. Don't put yourself in these situations. Just brought that up with the fact of these issues that I don't have in the city, the issues that you don't have in the city. Not saying you may not be affected by some of the issues in the city, but what it is that you're putting out there, because it's certain things that you know you're not going to be in the mix of or be around.
Mm-hmm.
It's really protecting your energy,
right.
Protecting your peace.
Right.
So I'm excited about it. As I get through this, I'm sure y'all gonna be hearing updates and getting some little tidbits and stuff dropped on in there.
Right. Yeah. So that book that looks super dope. Even the cover's dope. I'm gonna have to check that out later, man.
Yeah.
But again, that's true. That's how we started the show, man. I mean, we maintain the same sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear us repeat stuff overall. I mean, the goal here is to bring awareness to ourselves, you know, and awareness to the things and people that surround us, and being able to understand what it is and put ourselves in the right position, you know, through our energy, you know, through our conversation, you know, through our actions, you know, and our awareness of what's happening around us, mm-hmm. you know, like I was telling a buddy of mine the other day, man, like, you know, he been going through a lot of stuff and putting himself out there and, you know, arguing with his people and arguing with his girl and trying to say she's trying to make me look bad and I got to say stuff and I got to respond. I said, listen, man, yo, the most powerful thing you can do is calculate all your responses. You can't just respond to any and everything any way that you want to. Mm-hmm. There has to be a strategy behind it. And I know that's hard to think about sometimes. And I know that, you know, and I know it's frustrating, it's complicated to have to try to plan your moves because we're not used to have it. We just used to saying, well, I don't care and doing what we want and letting the results just right. just pan themselves out. But it's like you cannot afford to live and to be chasing your dreams, your success, your happiness, you know, a family or a peace of mind. You cannot afford to be pursuing these things without strategizing your actions and your responses, you know, and that's just the bottom line. You have to think. I mean, right. you know, because if you don't think, somebody's going to think for you in the end. You know, like if you don't think when you're making a decision, then there might be a judge thinking for you in the end. You know, there any of these things can happen, man. You know, we just become more aware. You know, we can't afford to act out in the moment. We can't afford to let anger create, you know, our movements. Yeah. We can't afford to let confusion put us in a state of irrational state mm-hmm. and do things based off that and then get frustrated with the results and then blame the world. You know, we have to understand, like, it's our response, you know, whatever happens in the world is going to happen. Our responsibility is what we do with that information, how we handle it, where we send it, and how serious we take it, and how much do we take it personal. You know, everything ain't personal. Even if somebody tag your name in something negative, it might not be personal. You know, and that's hard for you to have to understand because your name's involved.
Right.
You know, people hear their name where they hear their organization or they, you know, like they automatically jump on the defense and say that is a direct affront, a direct attack towards me, and mm-hmm. I must respond with force.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Like, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of the natural process of action being taken in a reaction.
Right.
Our reactions really aren't being thought out well enough, and we are not considering everything that's going to be affected by what how we respond, including our future, including our family, our lives, our finances, you know, our, you know, strangers, innocent bystanders, our children. Like, yeah. It's so many things being affected by these things, and in the moment we don't consider any of these things.
You know, it's you can respond to, you know how much responding I do in my head to where it actually transitions into like forgetting to text and respond to emails and everything else. But something I've been picking up, and I feel like I've been doing a great job over this last year, is having a great rebuttal, put the icing on that and just saying it to myself and just smiling. And I'm pretty sure the people close to me know that smile. And
you don't say it?
I just, okay. That's usually, all right.
Right.
Leave it. Hey, because what is that going to do? That's going to turn into this whole.
Right.
And sometimes I'm learning because I've definitely engaged. I've definitely took the engagement route. But there's something to that peace of mind of avoiding a lot of these situations. And of course, it's not easy. This isn't a template one size fits all, and this applies to everything, you know,
right.
in anything. But take them a couple extra seconds, and it's amazing. In through the mouth, out through the nose. Or is it in through the nose, out through the mouth? However it's done,
right.
take a deep breath. Right. I promise it helps. I promise.
No, that
helps.
That's real, man. they actually say being conscious of your breathing is one of the things that will take your really do a number on your mind. I tried that before, and I just breathe in and out because we breathe subconsciously,
right.
You know what I mean? But when you get conscious about it, you have to focus on that, man. So, but we at the end of the show, man. We had a great one. Thank you for calling in. If we missed your call, then hit us back next week. Find us online at Facebook, the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Bam. Twitter's at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
IG's at Calculated Conversation.
Bam.
And then the email is calculatedconversation@gmail.com. And what I miss?
Everything calculated.
Right. Think about what you're saying, my friend. Capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself.
This is KBOO Portland.
Going up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she choose a club. Going up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she choose a club. Going up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she choose a club. Going up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she choose a club.